101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Awesome. You didn't say who you were, though.
This is Yap Blog on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. You are listening to the Arts Report from the Arts Collective. My name is Serena. I am the host of your show today, and I'm joined in the studio by so many lovely people. We're going to do our introductions in a second here. So today is Wednesday, January 22nd, and it's our first show back after the break. Had a bit of a hiatus there, but back and better than ever. We are broadcasting to you live from the University of British Columbia Vancouver campus, which is unceded and stolen Musqueam territory. Indigenous voices in so-called Canada have been systematically devalued and diminished, and this cannot go unacknowledged in broadcast media such as radio. To hear more, please listen to Unceded Airwaves from CITR's Indigenous Collective. So today we have a pretty casual episode, good to get back into the swing of things. I also want to just plug our CITR fundraiser, which is happening in 2 weeks' time here, Fun Drive, which is awesome, and the theme is Disco Inferno, and there's no other taglines that go with that. There's no secret controversial taglines whatsoever. And so we're going to go into our introductions here. We've got a couple of new people in the studio today, which is so, so, so exciting. Do you want to start over here?
Yeah, hey. Definitely. This is Hail Discordia.
What's up, guys?
Zoe and Izzy, and we're very happy to be on Arts Report today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming, guys. Do you want to talk about what our little fun adventure is tonight?
Yes.
Should we do that before other things?
So we are making a specialized version of Discorder for the Fun Drive edition that's going to be coming out in February. And we're finishing up one of our pieces, unofficial title, but this is what I'm calling it, Gonzo Journalism. So me, Izzy, and Serena are going to be going to a show that we don't know about. We only know that it's, like, on commercial, and that's literally it. I have no idea what it's going to be.
And also, if any of you know something happening tonight on commercial, don't say
it. Guys,
anything.
Don't say it. No. It's supposed to be a surprise.
I've been fighting the urge to Google for weeks now, okay?
And so we're just going to go and we're doing a write-up for the magazine of, like, what we think it's going to be and then what it actually is. It genuinely could be, like, I don't know, a school play. It could be, like, sword swallowing. It could be a musician. It could be an acrobat. It could be, like,
I love
someone
guesses.
Juggling.
I know that there is a contortionist who's in town. So, like, okay. It is possible that it's that.
That could be cool.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I think that would be kind of scary. I think I'd love it, but I think it'd be kind of freaky.
I think I want to be...
And also, it's like, I've never seen a contortionist.
Yeah.
Is it just one person on the stage? Do you know what I mean? Like, is it like... And like, how long is the performance?
It probably varies.
Like, hours?
Mm-hmm.
Like, hours of
like
one person?
Like, hour and a half.
Just, like, bending?
Mm-hmm.
They used to have, like, vaudeville circus.
The vaudeville circus?
Yeah, like, loads of people.
The tattooed lady. Yeah. We would all pretty much fill that niche.
Maybe we'll be, like, exposed to a new medium.
Wait, guys,
like,
Arts Report circus episode upcoming? limited edition.
How did you guys, like, set up that event for tonight? Like, who pitched what you guys are going to?
Tasha, staff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, editor-in-chief of Discorder.
Yeah.
So kindly has asked us to go in blind.
Yeah, they're really hyped about it. So I think it's going to be a fun surprise.
I think just... I don't know. I like surprises.
Yeah.
I think no matter what, it can't be, like, bad. Or if it is, then that's really funny. Also.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
That'll make for a good piece if it's, yeah. like, something like,
at the end of the day, it's
truly
a story because it has to be because we're writing about it.
Exactly. It is a story no matter what because that's the deal we have made and that's mm-hmm. the commitment.
Yeah.
would you like to introduce yourself, kind sir?
Hello, I'm Django. That's my introduction to my
But you're not a new member also.
I'm not a new member.
You're an
existing
person.
Yes.
Hi. I guess I'm a new member to to Arts Collective.
Now you are.
This is my first time coming into the show, but I just wanted to see what fun things you guys got going on. Because normally I run Music Collective or Spit in Your Ear,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm also on two other shows on Gobstopper and Lethal Refresh. And I'm also have something written for the Discorder article, so I'm very excited.
Oh yeah, wait, what are you writing about?
See. I just did the Shindig,
right?
Like review,
super awesome.
That was that was a fun time, classic CITR experience. Yeah, but I look forward to hearing your Gonzo.
Hi everyone, I'm Ava, and I'm an existing member, and I'm super happy to be back for term two.
Yeah, totally. Cooking up some good stuff.
Hello, I'm Mickey, also an existing member, and I am also excited for term two.
Hi, I'm Maya, existing member as well. Happy to be here. And this is my twin.
Hello, I'm Maya's twin. I'm also Maya, M-A-Y-A, don't get it twisted. And I am a new member. I'm excited to... I just heard Arts Report is where it's at, so... I need to be here.
Can you confirm after 5 minutes?
After 5 minutes in one meeting, I can confirm this is exactly where I need to be.
This is... If you're a circus enthusiast, this is the show for you.
Yeah, I want to see some sword swallowing.
No, for real.
Do it myself, perhaps.
Oh my god. So we are gonna take a tiny little ad break here, and then we will be right back. But has everyone done their introductions? Yeah. All right, so yeah, I should introduce actually what we're going to be talking about for the rest of the episode. We're going to be talking about some theater performances that are going to be going on. Maya, would you like to introduce that briefly? Actually, the first Maya, would you like to introduce that briefly? Yeah, you.
Hey. Yeah, tonight I'm going to The Three Musketeers by Arts Club Theater Company.
Mm-hmm. And huge shout out, actually.
Yeah, actually super huge shout out.
There's a bit of a mix-up, and they really pulled through for us.
Thank you, hearts, to Arts Arts Club Theater Company.
Seriously?
Yeah, I don't know much about The Three Musketeers. I know that there's going to be some sword fighting, and maybe they'll like do some like crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean,
you never know.
Yeah, excited to be, what, like, Bro 7?
Yeah. Well, don't give away your seat. What if someone's like out to get you? Now they know.
Sorry. But yeah, no. Come and see me, Rosa.
All right, we will be back after a brief little break here. Stay tuned for some more awesome conversation.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but
feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyber web? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives: news, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
Loneliness. Okay, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. You are listening to The Arts Report today. This is our first episode back after the winter holidays. So in honor of that, we're going to do some ins and outs for the new year, which is actually kind of the only thing I've been talking about for the last month. I think that it's like actually come up so many more times than I was expecting it to. I don't know, maybe our generation's just like actually completely sworn off New Year's resolutions, but not a single person has asked me what my like New Year's resolutions are. Like, actually no one. And the other day I had like my roommates are gonna love that I'm plugging this, but I had like a little cheese night with my roommates, and probably at least 40 minutes of that was me going through my list of ins and outs and like explaining in detail each one. We were like debating and stuff. Anyways, I won the debate because I was, all my opinions were correct and they are objective, actually not subjective, but yeah, so without
what
any further ado. The best cheese? Yeah, okay, the cheese selection, I'm so glad you asked. The cheese selection was actually crazy. We had truffle gouda, which was great. Oh, I made a baked brie with some honey and garlic. We had this wine cheese that was really good, but kind of looked like human flesh, which was freaky because it was like red wine, I guess. And it had like veins, like it was kind of veiny. Do you know what I mean? And so it was like veiny, and then also like kind of softer than you would think. So it really was kind of like a fleshy vibe. So I think that it was good, but it was like hard to look at before you ate it. You know what I mean? We had two competing kinds of cheddar because we had a British cheddar and an Australian cheddar. Honestly,
did the Australian win?
No, unfortunately, I would say the British one was better. But once again, you know, that's no one's fault. They were the OGs, I guess. what else? What other cheeses were there? There's a bunch. Oh, there was this like, it was like spicy red pepper, like goat cheese, red pepper goat cheese. Like that was super good. Yeah, but I think that it was like literally like $15 for like this much, which is crazy. And then my lovely roommate Ethan, had some jalapeno jelly that his grandmother had made, and so we were putting that on our like fancy crackers with like fancy cheeses. It was like the life of luxury and a good way to bring in the new year. So anyways, maybe as everyone goes through their ins and outs, we're also going to talk about like your favorite cheese that you've ever had. Adding to the list. Okay, Jenga, you're going first.
Right, my in no mine is mine is lying, I think. I love a good lie, because I was doing that.
But is this a lie?
For
like
New
that's
Year's.
Super meta.
Well, it should be, because my out is also lying. Like, we shouldn't be Like, there's, it's, sometimes it's really okay to lie, but sometimes it's really not. And there's a certain person that can lie to me. Like, they can lie to me.
Like,
and if
someone,
I catch
like,
them lying.
Like, a specific person that you know?
Well, no. So, or I'm like, just thinking, like, in my life, there's been times where someone's lying to me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, that's, like, kind of lit. Like, I'm kind of, like, down with what you're saying. Because it's just not true, but it's funny. But if you're lying and it's not funny, and it's to me, I'm not.
So are you saying, like,
that.
Lies that are really obvious, but,
lies
like,
that
awesome?
Make you look better, bad.
I thought you were saying good.
Lies that make you look better, bad. Because who are you? You're lying to yourself. You're not lying to me. You're lying to yourself. Lies that are, like, really stupid and, like, have no weight in the world.
But
good.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
I feel like you have an example you're trying to give.
Well, I told every... I was in the States over New Year's, and I convinced all my friends that Canadians don't do New Year's resolutions.
I mean, we just talked about how we don't.
Yeah, so I guess I wasn't really lying, but that
was
a good one.
True.
That was a good one. But...
Schrodinger's resolution.
Yeah, exactly. Also, my favorite cheese is Comté. Or what's the other one that's similar to it?
Manchego?
Manchego. Manchego is fine. But Comté is my favorite. That's a great cheese.
Yeah. Wait, but can I ask Django like a little question?
Yeah,
so,
Maya, what's up?
So, was your last in, was that a lie or was it?
Well, she put you on the spot.
For
huh?
context, my last in was pecking, but not in the replacement of kissing. I think that's kind of where it got really controversial, because pecking is in no way ever going to be like a replacement of like kissing, but I kind of thought that
you're struggling to justify
in.
It, huh?
Pecking should be in.
No one's
it's
backing
like
you
kind of funny. Yeah.
Get some answers.
So maybe it was a lie. I don't know. Maybe that was a lie. Yeah.
Maya, because of that, you're going next.
Yeah. Okay. My 2025 in is being good. Mm. I think that, like, you know, we should all just be awesome and, like, fun and happy and good. And my 2025 out is being evil. And I told someone that, and then he proceeded to be like, what? That's an in. And I said, huh? Let's be for real.
I feel like...
Wait, and who was that? Name that person.
Yeah, name drop.
Do it. I don't want a name drop, actually. Django has a weird... I don't want a name drop. But he was saying, what? No, that's an in. And I'm like, no. And then I said, of course you would say that, because... Only evil people would say that evil is in. But I think that being good
something to think about.
Is in. Yeah. My favorite cheese? I don't know. But also, sorry, can I do...
Go for it.
Serena and I spent 3 hours doing a list of ins and outs over break.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our ins was eating real dairy and meat.
Yeah,
because
controversial, but I think it's time.
It's time. I no, but maybe not that. But my iron deficiency is truly, truly so concerning. That like,
wait, no, tell them how bad.
It's so bad.
That's pretty funny.
The doctor looked at me crazy. She went, oh, like, it looks like you're sitting at about like 8. And I said, okay, great, like 8 out of 10 out of 15. And she
80%?
Goes, no, out of like. 100. Like, I was like, huh? And she was like, usually we want your kind of like age group to be at about like a 60. And I said, oh, mm-hmm, okay. So I'm gonna be on the like eating meat train, which is so
meat train.
Hey.
I don't know about that.
Chill. But yeah, those are. Oh, but I guess on eating real dairy. I like all cheese. I think all cheese is good.
Yeah.
I like a spicy habanero kind of cheese.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, who's going next, guys? Who's going to fight with Maya? Is that how we should do this? Someone has to take like an oppositional stance.
No, yeah. I don't want to fight with Maya.
Let's physically
We can start after this. We can all fight Django, maybe.
With Maya eating real cheese. I think that's a great one.
I think that Django's going to pick a fight with me after this.
You just hear punches in the like.
My in is doing like cooking nights with friends instead of going out to eat, because going out to eat is really expensive. And I do know that cooking with friends... Okay, like, it's kind of scary. I won't lie. A year ago now, I probably would have said, I can't make something good enough to serve to my friends. But I feel like cooking there is definitely a learning curve, and I feel like I'm just now rounding that corner where it's actually enjoyable. And I do stand by the fact that, like, making something and being like, wow, like, I put that together, and then giving it to your friend is really nice and also so much cheaper. So no, I seriously. Feel like that's a really good in. And my out is that I can't believe people are still using Snapchat.
Oh,
and
seriously.
Number one thing, we need to get Snapchat out of the club.
Ban Snapchat.
If you are listening to this and you are using Snapchat in the club, I cannot stand for this.
Like,
whether like naming the songs or you're like, you're standing still for like 10 minutes just on your phone. Picture. And then like you record a video and you're like, guys, get in it. And then you all jump around for 2 seconds.
I love the full length
concert
Snapchat videos.
Like, I hate
and
I
miss that about not having Snapchat.
It.
I want to see someone's entire concert experience like, in 10 second videos.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I truly feel like no one is going out to dance anymore. And it's breaking my
this
heart.
This generation.
And
man.
I really feel like the number one cause is Snapchat in the club. And my favorite cheese.
And my favorite cheese.
Just immediate transition. Okay, any other Maritimers, East Coasters, let me know if you get this. The Cow's Creamery Aged Cheddar.
Yeah.
I stand by
Didn't
that.
Didn't it win an award? I think it.
Oh,
yeah,
I would believe
I'm
that.
I'm literally going
to
Google this.
But I love that cheese so much. And recently, it has gotten into more grocery stores, and that has made my life so much better because I used to only get it when I would go out to the East Coast to see my grandparents. But
yeah, it won Canada's Best Aged Cheddar 2018
and
2017.
That. It deserved it. It's
two
a
years
great
in a row.
Cheddar.
Seriously. But I haven't heard any update. Oh, wait.
Is it doing okay now?
Oh, well, they've been... There might be some controversy.
No! Wait, what happened?
Yeah. So they were crowned the grand champion of of East Coast cheese.
Yeah.
In 2022.
Okay.
But now... The extra old cheddar made by something else is now they've dethroned them.
Okay.
It's not Balderson. Balderson's like a pedestrian
cheese.
I will
take this as an opportunity to try a new cheese as opposed to no longer standing by my favorite cheese. I think that
it's outdated. There's a new
Well, okay, I'll hop on that train, but you know, cheddar cheeses can be plain, but I feel like the cow's aged cheddar is really good.
So good.
So I stand by it. Someone can feel free to fight me on that.
Yeah. Who's going to fight her?
Yeah.
Who's next? You also can just agree. Well, I actually wanted to say something about the dinner party thing. I was just talking to my friend about this. Because it's like, at this age, who is having like a fully rounded meal every single day? You know, it's like one day you get protein, next day maybe some carbs, you know. So like a dinner party is great. Like a potluck style dinner party is great. Because then it's like,
you all do one thing.
I get to have protein and carbs and like vegetables
it's
also.
It's actually so bad. I've tried to like get great. Strategic. With how to get all of those nutrients in, and still then,
no,
I can't even do it, but apparently
I feel like maybe the, like, protein shake, like, bros know where it's at, honestly.
No, I don't believe
them. I was honestly gonna say, I feel like that might be an in.
Because it's, like, you know,
which is so
no.
scary, and you can fight me
okay,
on that,
you know what, here's what I'll say.
You want someone to fight with you so bad.
I know. I feel like that's a really tough call, because I feel like it's really expensive to eat a well-balanced diet. So I don't stand by the finance bros.
This day and age.
But if that's your only choice to get your protein, I stand by being, like, so valiantly trying to get protein that you'll turn to that. But, like, objectively, protein shakes are bad.
Yeah.
But I understand if that's something that you have to resort to.
Django.
Is, like, hummus count as a protein shake?
Yeah.
Because
oh
that's
gosh.
Low-key, like... That's so much protein.
Sacrilegious.
Like,
take the mic away from him.
No. Whoa. I said, like, no,
get that out of here.
Not
okay,
as
so
a protein shake.
Here's the debate you were looking for,
in
Maya.
In replacement of, I'm not making a protein shake. I'm just going to eat like a lot of hummus.
Do you drink it with a straw?
No.
I will say one of the number one ways that I get most of my nutrients and my fibers is I do a bean salad.
Yum.
And I just put like all of the beans in it. We're talking chickpeas, kidney beans, black beans, like every bean that I can
red
find
beans?
In a grocery store. Yeah, I'll do red beans too.
White
I'll
beans?
Put some corn in there. I'll put some red onion in there for a little crunch. And I will just eat that for a whole week straight.
Dude,
like
Whole
one
Foods
of each
deli
kind.
Section loves
like, honestly,
you.
Honestly, I just go to the bean section and all the beans are on sale. They're all like a dollar each. That's a $10 salad that lasts me a whole week. And I actually have some nutrients. So... No.
So take
chickpeas
that, Django.
And hummus are not the same as a protein shake. That can be a way you get but protein, but that doesn't make so it a protein shake. Like, what are you doing equating those two things? No. Because a protein shake is something that you go get a bag of protein powder and you blend it in, you have to add it.
Get them
up.
Do
not frame it like that.
He kind of has a point.
A replacement of a protein shake. I'm not like going to make, like, I'm not buying like protein powder. Like, hummus is like hummus. And, like, veggies is, like, that's all I need.
Hummus and veggies
also,
is all
you know
I need.
Also, isn't out. Corn isn't out.
Corn is what? Out? There's no way.
I don't like corn.
There's no way.
I don't like corn.
There's no way.
Jake's microwave.
What about, like, if you're having ramen and then you discover those, like, awesome little pieces of corn in your ramen. You're like, wow, my day is made. What about, like, a salad and then, like, that was good. All right, you win just for that. Okay, Zoe, go.
I'm actually going to agree with your N on lying. Because I was lying a storm on New Year's Eve / day in a bar while
me too,
San Francisco. And it was amazing.
Wait, were you guys both at...
We would have been in the same place at the same time.
You were in San Francisco?
I went to Bolinas for New Year's, but I was in San Francisco the whole time.
Oh.
Much. Yeah.
I don't remember what bar, but yeah.
You're lying.
Yeah. No, I... But I was lying a bunch because I figured, like, I leave in 2 days and I won't be in that city again for another like couple of months.
Who knows me here?
Right.
Like, no.
And I'm not gonna have to like deal with
and
these
they're not
guys
real
later.
People either.
Exactly.
You know? It's like I don't recognize you as a real person.
So, so I was lying about, I said that I was in the military, not in the military. I said that I was, I think I said that I was studying cybersecurity. I'm not super sure what that entails of.
That's pretty good.
I said that my parents...
Well, you can't say anything more about it, right?
Right, yeah.
Because it's like, I really couldn't let you know about the trade secrets.
And I said that my parents, like, grew orchids and sold that and had been doing that since I was 8 and that I was getting a
sleeve
of orchids. And so they're not... That's not what they do. My mom's a nurse. They don't sell orchids. But I was lying about that. And that was fun. So I would say lying 2025 just for like the gigs of it all.
That was awesome.
I would say that.
Me and Maya went out for New Year's and I was lying to these kind of fratty guys about what we were in school for. And I was like, yeah, I'm actually doing biomechanical engineering. And the guy was like, oh, no way, like at UBC. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, me too. And I was like, oh, that's awesome.
That's
I haven't seen you in any of my classes though. And then I was like super... Like BSing, like all sorts. I was like dropping like all these terms and stuff.
No,
and
you were.
I
actually
do like.
Super
I'm
locked
pretty
in.
Sure I got away with it. Yeah,
I would say you did. But
I guess I'm joining the lying team. Mm-hmm. Is what I'm saying with that.
That's why I'm nervous to lie in Vancouver because it's so small. You'll see that person.
Vancouver has 10 people, you know? And I've said that for years. Yeah. Every single person you know is 2 people maximum away from someone else. Like there's
100%.
No way. There's 10 people. Yeah. This is all of Vancouver. Oh my god. What's your out?
My out.
Nothing.
You're a lover girl. I kind of had 2 ins, honestly. But my second one is like watching classic or just known movies because there's too many that I haven't like seen.
True.
So I need to start seeing those.
Yeah, I locked into that over winter break too.
Nice.
Yeah.
What'd you see?
I saw Whiplash. I hadn't seen it yet.
Same.
Yeah. Okay. Twin. Oh yeah. Okay. I saw Whiplash. I saw Girl Interrupted. I saw City of God, which was incredible. I saw, oh no, I'm blanking on the last one.
You saw The Triangle of Sadness.
Yes, I saw Triangle of Sadness.
That one's really good.
Yeah,
and you saw
really
Gladiator
good.
Too.
And I, that, well, yeah, it that one wasn't very good.
Yeah.
But also, like, this is such a side note. I am not a fan of any of the, like, last, like, 6 movies that have come out in the last, like, year. Like, I actually don't think any of the, like, recent, like, big box ones have been good.
Wait, have you seen The Substance?
I didn't like it. Yeah. Controversial take.
What about Wicked?
There's no way Wicked's good. There's literally a 0% chance. There's literally no way. And I'm saying that as someone who saw Wicked, like, the theater production.
Okay,
there's no way Ariana Grande is making that
no,
better.
No, okay.
There's no way.
Yeah.
The finger I'm, holding, the pinky. No. We're holding space for her performance. There's no way.
It was definitely, like, the press release, I will say, was a bit... cheesy.
Nosferatu?
I can't watch Nosferatu.
There's no way.
I can't watch
Nosferatu. Like, there's no way. No. Baby Girl? There's no way. None
and,
of these,
and you know what?
These
you're
are flops.
Right
flop
that.
After flop. Gladiator 2?
I learned something crazy about
that
Nosferatu.
That wasn't good. Mm-hmm. What is it?
Yeah, so I watched Nosferatu last night, right? and they were speaking Romanian, and as a linguistics major, I was like, wait, interesting. Romanian is a romance language, but it's actually the only one where the word for love isn't like amor or like amore related, right? Django actually told me he knows the word for love in Romanian.
Yeah, it's like Nosfer, because it's like Nosferatu, like I love you.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah.
It's like kind of beautiful.
Okay. Yeah.
I love that movie. Yeah. It's a great movie. Yeah. Everyone should go see it.
It's actually my favorite movie.
That's all I had to say about
it. Yeah, no, seriously. While we're here, what's your in and your out?
I feel like, okay, I don't know what my out is.
Wait, and also your favorite cheese. And also, Zoe, you have to hit your favorite cheese.
My favorite cheese?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I feel like I have two ins. One of them is local news. And my other in is tiki bars.
Okay, that's valid.
My outs.
Why local news? I am going to question you on that.
Okay, I feel like, especially as Canadians, like, we need to stop paying attention. Well, right now might be, like, a bad time to say. But, like, we need to, like crazy stuff is happening here as well. Like, yeah. It's not just about America. And we need to decenter them because right now so is actually true. A really bad time to be saying this. But in general,
we can, like,
Florida
backdate
man,
the episode.
We have things that happen like Florida Man, too.
That's so, true. Yeah. I thought you meant local news, like channel, like the, like, I don't know how to say it,
no,
like on
just, like,
TV, like
in.
Local news, like morning, like talk show,
oh, no,
like
no, no.
News.
Like,
and I was like, wow, that's a crazy take.
Read just like newspaper.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
No, for real.
Yeah.
My yeah.
favorite cheese. I don't know. I like stracciatella.
Mm. Okay.
I like in gelato.
Yeah. So, yeah seriously. Yes. Zoe, what's
Thank
your
you.
Cheese? We stole your cheese.
Smoked Gouda. Classic. That's never done me wrong. Always does what it needs to do.
Mm-hmm. You go.
I can't really think of a favorite cheese. I like so many different kinds of cheeses. I like goat cheese. I like all kinds of cheese. But on the like dairy and meat thing, I think that oat milk is out.
Because, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Soy milk has been out, first of all, specifically that.
Okay, I mean,
soy
you say
sucks.
That, but I feel like it's the easiest replacement for oat milk, besides just, like,
as,
regular milk.
As a barista, soy milk sucks.
No, I know, I know.
I tell you I that really from a place of authority.
And almond milk is the worst.
Yeah.
But oat milk was, like, I drank oat milk for so long.
Yeah.
Like, for actually 5 years.
I think...
I'm an oat lover, period. Oat lover. Oats, oat cookies, oatmeal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really easy to eat a lot of oats. Like, yeah. Sometimes you have oatmeal and then an oatmeal.
We're so, like, UBC students right now. There's a
nice.
Girl on TikTok who can only eat
like
oatmeal? Oh, my God. Well. Poor her. That's out. Sorry. That's oat. your ins and your oats. Did you have an in?
Yeah, so that was my out. And in, I think, is swimming.
Ooh.
Which is a little bit personal because I just, like, don't really swim.
You just
all.
Enrolled in swimming like, lessons. Yeah. You're like, guys, swimming's awesome. Like, any
swimming? I want to say multiple contexts. Okay, like, well. Basically just being in water, like, fully submerged.
How do you feel about, like, a hot tub? Because you
really
can't swim,
good.
But you're still, like, submerged.
I feel really good.
Okay. Hot tubs
I think
are
that
in.
Totally counts. And I swam in the ocean too. Last weekend.
Oh. That's lovely.
Here?
Yes.
Tilly?
And I never do that. Like, I don't even swim in the ocean, and I swim in the ocean in January.
Wow.
So I think swimming probably should just happen more.
Yeah.
I fully agree. I will say, fun fact, right after this episode ends, I am going to a hot tub.
Ooh.
I am plugging the UBC Aquatic Center.
I've never been to the Aquatic Center.
Use your free entrance to the Aquatic Center and get access to a hot tub.
It's a
we
big hot tub.
We pay too much intuition to not use the free hot tub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently we get a discount on massages.
What?
I don't know if it's a lot, but there's, like, something there.
Guys, we're really, like, giving the people, like, advice right now. Like, mm-hmm. This needs to be broadcast to, like, everywhere, all over campus.
Yeah, it's like this needs to be on a radio show.
Yeah, yeah, seriously. Maya?
Another piece of UBC advice. This is Mickey here.
Oh, Mickey. I can't see.
Is that on the UBC library, there's, like, a little tab that says, recall this item or something. Like, if you find an item and it's not available, it may be that, like, a prof or a faculty member has it, and if you click recall it, then, like, it alerts them they have, like, a week to return it, but they'll usually do it in a few days. And my prof was saying, like,
do that, like, take it back, hashtag take back. But yes, and you shouldn't feel bad about it at all, because a lot of times those people hold on to things for way too long.
Wait, yeah. Like, how long could you theoretically hold on to it?
Like, forever.
Oh, wow.
What are we holding on to?
Books?
Physical media.
Physical media, which we do want to talk about, but maybe let's finish our ins and outs first. Who's going next? You're going next. Okay. Spinning this around.
I was going to say that I'll do the same one that I wrote on the CITR ins and outs sheet that was circulating for a while, that my in is, like, rethinking, like, our relationship to ugliness and, like, valuing, like, seeing value in ugly things.
I like that.
And or, like, just your own personal relationship to ugliness. And then my out was making things for, like, a really, like, for an audience in a really specific way. Like, being really hyper aware of...
Like, pandering to, like, your audience.
But it doesn't even have to... I think that, like, there's just... I feel like you can just... It comes out in whatever form, like, whatever form or medium you make. I feel like you can tell when things are, even if it's not pandering, like,
yeah,
that the audience was, like, informed the outcome of something.
Wait, has anyone seen Queer?
Yes, yeah.
Is this what you're talking about?
Oh, no, but I think it could, I think that's...
Is there a piece of media that you're thinking of?
I was just thinking, like, completely generally. I was actually thinking about, like... Like, all, like, online media and stuff. Because I feel like you're very aware, because you can, like, talk to your audience immediately online.
Right. That's super
true. But I think that's also kind of, like, I guess with Queer. But I haven't read The Burrows.
No, yeah. I haven't either. Oh, we're getting some waves.
So I need to read. I need to read The Burrows book. And then.
Do you want to do... Who's next? Mickey?
Oh, my cheese is... Oh my God, sorry. My cheese is Cambrizola, which is, like, a marriage between... Ooh. Camembert and Gorgonzola.
Wait, that sounds awesome.
And you get, like, the best of both worlds.
Yeah, should we do cheese nights?
Yeah, malicious.
Okay, passing it over to you.
My in is, this is one that I actually had at the beginning of 2024, but I just didn't take it seriously, or I guess I wasn't ready. But I guess a part of me wasn't ready. But is to have, like, a breakfast or, like, preferably a good breakfast every single day. Like, it's never too late. As even if it's like, oh, I woke up late and it's like, I should just wait for lunch. It's like, no, like, that's no problem. Like, I'm still going to have breakfast. And then an out would be probably, like, being in a rush, being in a hurry.
Yeah, like, I've run for the bus too many times in the last 2 days. And I told myself, I was like, I don't run for the bus.
Running
for the bus is super out, especially if it's the 99. Like, but what are you doing that for? The 99 comes in 2 minutes. Like, come on.
Like, I also don't wait for the bus. You know, like, I'll stand at the bus stop for a few moments. But, like, above a 5 minute wait, I'm not. Like, I'll just start walking in the direction and then meet at the next stop. Like, I'm not loitering like that. But, and then a cheese... I love a goat cheese. Right now I'm eating, like, a fig goat cheese. But I just tried a new cheese this weekend. This isn't a great audience, I guess, but it's, like, almond dairy. But it's Laughing Cow cheese, but vegan and made with almonds, and it's, like, the urban garlic flavor. Really enjoyed it. I had it on some orzo pasta for lunch today. So.
Wait, that sounds insane.
Yeah.
You can come over and cook for me if you want to.
But since it is the plant-based one, they only have that one flavor at Safeway. But you can look at some more stores and get back to you.
I like it.
All right, yeah, I'll hop on next. So going back to the iron deficiency thing, you said you're an 8 out of
So the Mayas are both iron deficient.
But it's definitely...
I'm an 11.
Oh my God, yeah. That's twin for
So Doc told me the same thing. He said, eat more meat. And I said, okay. So my in is rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever bought one of those. Like, those last, like, three different meals. Like, they're the cheat code that we've all been looking for.
That's true.
So you get a rotisserie chicken. You can, you know, cut it up, put it in a salad, eat it on its own. Just take the drum off, the drumstick, and just... You know, feel like a barbarian. I think it's great. Other in, it's gonna have to be tipsy homework.
Yeah, at the gallery.
Homework at the gal. Obviously, there's certain types of homework you can't do tipsy. But well, most of my homework. I'm an art student. I can do most of it pretty tipsy. So I think that's one of them. And then outs, we're on this like nutrition thing, but I was actually gonna say like raw milk. We shouldn't be drinking that. Like
throw
at
it
all.
Out.
Yeah, like that. That's not something we're not supposed to consume. That I don't condone that. And the other thing is audiobooks. That's a controversial one.
Tell me more.
I just don't believe that you can read.
Charlie Kelly.
Physical media, right? Someone said physical
media.
Yeah,
seriously.
Let's bring back books. Let's bring back cracking open a spine.
Of a book.
Yeah.
Hello. A book spine.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I'm actually... Oh. Oh, yeah, what's your cheese?
Cheese, jalapeno Havarti.
Ooh.
Pretty good.
Yeah, solid. Hello. Guys, I'm having such a hard time picking my ins and outs. Like, as Maya number one said earlier, we wrote down, like, this huge, meaty list. Here, wait, I can turn around for y'all. Oh, like,
nice.
Hello.
It actually took us 3 hours.
Look at this. Wow. So, I got a couple... I think I'm going to run with my more controversial takes, so we can really, like, get into that. But there's a couple that, like, you know, the meat and dairy, dinner parties, those were, like... I feel like we're all on the same page with that. Just, like, you know, that's reassuring to me. It's, like, not all hope is lost. Inns, two inns, gossiping, in. It's good for your health. They proved that. Also in, eavesdropping. Because I'm not going to be a hypocrite here, you know? I love to use full government names in public, talk at a loud volume about people. But if you're next to me doing the same thing, I'm also going to listen to that. And you can listen to me. It's okay. You know? Like, we're all in this together. It's very dark in here.
I have a point about gossiping. Everyone should be in. I'm pretty sure in the Philippines... They, like, found out that chismosa culture there, like,
literally
lowered the murder rates because people were gossiping. Like, I just feel like if anyone needed some more convincing on why gossiping is it.
I'm convinced.
Mm-hmm. I'm Filipino, and it's like a chismis. Mm-hmm. And then, but the volume, the decibel level of that volume in the room is, like, louder than a rocket ship taking off. But that's how you know it's going to be good.
Also, like what you were saying about Snapchat, in exchanging phone numbers. Like, let's make sure we never connect on Snapchat, ever. Mm-hmm. You know, it's never going to be like that, because from day one, I'm going to give you my phone number, and we can iMessage, like, adults.
No, truly, I won't give anyone my Instagram. They're like, do you use Instagram? I'm like, no. Doesn't matter if that's true, if that's a lie. I will only give you the contact page of my iPhone and say, put your number in.
Seriously. Also in, cash.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Guys,
it's not real money.
This darn digital society that we're moving towards, I'm not into it. Use your cash. In line with that, in class solidarity. And let's talk about it. Seriously. Like, it's time also. And using cash factors into that.
True.
Seriously. Out, moralizing. Not everything is black and white. Some things are more complex than just good or bad. And you gotta really think about that. Out, dab pens. Also. Because, no.
Dab pens fucked a lot of people over. Yeah. And we, at some point, really need to talk about it and conduct some studies on what the long-term health impacts of those are.
Seriously.
I feel like sometimes I'm still recovering.
Seriously.
And I am, like, 2 years sober from dab pens.
Exception club dab.
What Agreed. Is that?
Dab pen for the club.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I feel like... Okay, not that this is any better, but I did, in fact, replace dab pen for the club with vape for the club. And that's not necessarily better for me, but I had to let the dab pens go.
Yeah.
But, like, mint vape saved me, actually.
Oh, yeah. No, like, a mint vape, like, it takes away everything that, like, I could want from a dab pen, honestly.
Out celebrities. I don't care anymore at all. And... Like, stop it. It's embarrassing, you know? Why do you want us to all, like, worship you? It's like, this is weird, you know? Ugh.
This was also on my outs list of, like, thinking about celebrities.
Mm.
Replace that time with a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up an instrument.
No, seriously.
Something like that.
Yeah, there's other things to talk about.
I think the last big news that I actually cared about and that I'm striving, like, for that to be the last big piece was, like, Tom Holland and Zendaya getting engaged. And
yeah.
After that, I don't. That was my last.
Short kings for the win, seriously.
Yeah. It's also like when they're, it's like dating rumors or whatever. It just feels like such a weird, like, thing to focus your energy on. Like, I don't know. like that the random people are seeing each other and it's like, it's like craziness.
And celebrity gossip isn't the same as it was in like the 2010s. Like it, I don't know. Nothing's grabbing me anymore.
Out vintage resellers.
Yeah.
Let's in the nest, talk about
guys,
it.
Guys, get out of the nest. I wish that our show was at 1 p.m. because I want them to hear this. My friend calls them dropship markets because they're not even selling like artisan goods anymore. It's like actual like Amazon like keychains and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like what is happening? So terrible.
Gentrification
literally live in front of CADR radio station. It's terrible. Out secret misogynists, the guys with the painted nails and the pearls that are actually like the worst people you've ever met in your life. And it's like, no, you have great taste in music. Please don't be evil. But it's like also like Maya said, like being evil's out. We can't have that anymore.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I've got, you know, 25 more for each, but I think that we got to put it to rest. So we're going to go into a quick little ad break here, and then we're going to circle back to talking about some theater and some print media. So stay tuned here in about 2 minutes' time.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music, such as Run for Them Life. When I step into the jungle, we offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's youngagrarians.org. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
All right, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Serena. You're listening to The Arts Report, and we've got not one but two Mayas here to talk about theater right now. So Mayas, please take it away.
All right, theater. So I'd say one exciting thing coming up besides the show that other Maya is going to be attending later is UBC Players Club. They've been around for like 50 years. I'm actually not really a part of UBC Players Club. I'm just a bit of a fan. And they've got their festival Dionysia coming up. They're just casting and figuring out the specifics there. So be on the lookout for that. And besides that, there's also their spotlight play, The Hands of Fate. I believe it's about, you know, some Game Master kind of Dungeons and Dragons-esque type deal there. Should be lots of fun. And we'll update you once more information comes out about those. But just know the students are making some good theater and be on the lookout for it.
No, yeah. You know, as I was one to partake in theater in high school, like, I'm not going to lie to you right now, like, I was kind of like that kind of girl in high school that I was like,
kind of killing
for
it.
Real. Yeah. I was like, oh my god, like, I love to like do the school plays. So I feel like I'm like going back to my roots tonight. But no, yeah, I'm excited. I'm wearing my awesome cardigan that Serena got me. I'm ready to like go to the theater, and I'll update y'all when I go, and hopefully it'll be awesome. And speaking of awesome, cool, super awesome events.
It's a good segue.
Great segue. The UBC Women's Center zine launch, The Siren, issue 2. We're having a launch party Thursday, January 30th from 7 to 9 p.m. Everyone should come.
And it's at the Hatch.
At the Hatch. Mm-hmm. It's at the Hatch Art Gallery, who we love here at CITR.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to them.
and we're gonna have awesome vibes, open mic, and cake.
So can I ask, like, what kind of things are in the zine? Like, what is it about?
Our theme for this one was the birth of Venus, the Siren Awakens, kind of just about, like, blossoming and, like, what it means to blossom to you as a young girl in the world. And there's a lot of beautiful art. There's a lot of poetry, a lot of essays. It's super beautiful. I'm very proud of it, and I'm so excited to share it with everybody. And I hope I see everybody I've ever met at the launch, because you should come. And if you don't come, I'll be very sad, but you should all come if you can.
Plug the time of the event again.
It's Thursday, January 30th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Hatch Art Gallery in the Nest. There will be cake.
Sweet.
I'm really honing in. Dairy Queen cake, too.
Oh.
We're not skimping out. There is a budget. So everyone should come out.
And it's real dairy, guys.
And it's real dairy. Yep.
Super in. Okay, awesome. Yeah, this has been a super fun little episode. Super casual and awesome, obviously. But we have some big stuff planned for the future, including the awesome things happening at the station. The next couple months at the station are actually, like, pretty locked in. There's some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I say that as the events executive.
There is some super awesome stuff. Serena has been doing an incredible job.
And you, okay.
Thank you. The first thing I want to shout out is Crash Test Cinema. It is this beginner's film program that we're running right now. Currently, basically the setup is people who haven't made a film or just, like, want to get more into the realm of it come together. It's about, like, 20, 25 people. Learn how to make a film. We have a week of workshops, and then we get equipment and stuff, make the film. Basically, the thing I really want to highlight is that the showcase of that film is going to be on February 1st at the Norm Theater at 6 p.m. And I want to give a huge shout out to the visionary of it all, Hermela, along with
Snaps for Hermela. Also, Hermela, if I'm going to interrupt you here, is so locked into the theater community as well. She's doing insane stuff with King Musu, which is incredible that, like, this obviously very cool but relatively minor production is, like, getting carried on so much. Like, I'm so proud of everyone involved. And we're getting a secret message right now, which is the answer is yes. The secret message, the secret password. Okay, girl, you have 2 minutes. What's your in and your out?
My in and
your favorite out. Cheese?
I don't like cheese, so they're all out.
Get out of the room.
But I would say maybe Gorgonzola. I lived in the town of Gorgonzola when I was a child.
Wow.
My in and my out, in Sahel, out Kaigo's Kitchen.
Mm. What is Kaigo's Kitchen?
Agreed.
Kaigo's Kitchen is just a bum version of Sahel.
But where, like, I've literally...
It's the one upstairs.
Oh!
Shawarma.
Oh, no way. Is it bad?
It's just bum. Sorry. Mm. I know they just started, but, like, what do you mean you're charging me extra money for hummus? What do you mean?
Jengu would be so upset.
What do you mean you're not toasting my
no
shit?
No protein, like, shake.
Anti-Arab. Anti-Arab.
Because I don't want to go that far, but I would maybe.
Maybe. I would argue it.
Maybe. That's my in and my
okay.
out.
Okay. Now that we have, cheese. Like, a libel case on our hands. Any other updates on Crash Test? That was February 1st at the Norm was the showcase.
That was the main one. That's when the showcase is going to be.
And go see King Musu.
Go see
at
King
the Anvil
Musu.
Theater.
The 6th, the 7th, and the 8th.
Of
yes.
February. So true. February. Oh, it's like we finish each other's
sentences.
Okay.
Hey. And then the last thing I want to shout out is we're going to be having our fund drive kick off February 7th.
And it may or may not have an awesome after party, guys.
Yeah. Oh, it.
And
oh,
by
it
that,
does.
It means
that just
it will.
Today.
There is.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
Painted Ship around 10 p.m. Come and say hi. And maybe give a little bit of love to CITR in a monetary form or with your attendance. But in a monetary form would be very appreciated so we could keep this place alive and do all the projects that we would like to do.
Seriously.
Pretty, pretty please with a cherry on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo. All right. This was our fun and silly first episode back. In terms of us at the Arts Collective, we have some big stuff that we're cooking up as well. So In 2 weeks when we see you next, expect everything to be different. Pretty much, actually, kind of. So, but in like the least ominous sense of what I just said. I'm going to end us off by playing a really awesome song by a Vancouver band. They just released, I want to say, their first album earlier this month. So this is Yesterday's Man, and my favorite song from their album, Fleetwood Mac. So I want to wish everyone a nice evening, a happy start to the new year, and yeah, good night, goodbye. Does everybody else want to say bye, or just
good
me?
Night.
Sleep well.
Eat some cheese.
Seriously. All right, Yesterday's Man, Fleetwood Mac.
Demonstration.